meal time to station when Ezra Shachar to sunrise. The sunrise. We give a cautionary note that they don't sleep at 6-7 early, or in the winter that they have up early. Wait until sunrise. There's a rush, Mr. Guru says, you can't wait that long. At least wait until Mishayakir. Mishayakir, you can see friends 4 hours away. Especially Shavuot nights, what happens, they sleep all night. Most Jews, they have Masika once a year. Shavuot night, that's all right, that's me. Once a year without Masika. So Shavuot says, well, you know, they're so you're too tired, you're too tired. You go home early, it's time to come back again, you get out earlier. So we go longer. So the Dominican Israel, you go to the Mishnah longer. They used to have a Mishnah and then go to sleep, go home and come back to daven. There's so much of a tirchah that it would daven earlier. We have a minute to wait for the secret on Shavuot night. Nonetheless, you shouldn't say Shema. Because even on Shavuot, so there's no spilling in the shoe, still shouldn't say the Shema before Mishayakir. It's also the Chatzil. And what's Mishayakir is a certain amount of time before the sunrise. How much time? No one knows. There's no official time. There's no halakhic time for it. So there's a big dispute among the poskim exactly how long it is. Some say about an hour before. Okay, left. Moshe was a big map. It's 35 minutes before, approximately. I think he's been talking to Lahako for an hour before. Now, did the evidence can say Shmonesu has long ago Alosa Shachar? What's Alosa Shachar? We assume he's 4 meals before. Sunrise. What's the meal? Some say 18 minutes, some say longer, but we have to wrap for 18 minutes. So that's 72 minutes before. However, in America, which is further north than Eretz Yisrael, and in the summertime, which is the days are longer, so it expands. We have these charts, I think it's called 16 degrees beneath the horizon. They figured out that's what the, in Yerushalayim, in the spring, 72 minutes, 16 degrees beneath the horizon. You can extrapolate that same cheer. May 2nd, you can figure out. I'm sure it tells you exactly when the Alosa Shachar is. That's the earliest you can possibly get. Okay. Fine. How long is Mount Seal ago? So the Nara for 4 hours to the day. One third of the day. How do you compute this? So again, same story as Krishna, same business again. Account from sunrise to sunset, that's how many minutes I grew up, or the account from Alos to state, the minute of an Abram. Makes it earlier. It's usually not so important for us, you have to get up from Krishna anyway. Once you're up, you're up. But like a third shtibla, they dive in so late on Shabbos, it's a serious question. But they make this man feel on that. So it's, have to be careful. So, can I tell you? Now, it's a very important bialach here. Very important. Whereas in the context to say that davening before nature with the Eved, if we call it disagrees, it's enough. Davening before nature with the Chatzila, no difference between before nation and after nation. What does that mean? The ideal time is exactly the secret. When the sun rises, you start from Esther. Once you can't do that, for whatever reason, no difference between 10 minutes earlier, 10 minutes later, no difference. That's the stack of the three Kodesh. Happens very often, it happens in many shul, in my shul. So the shul minyan every day, and the first minyan davening 6:30, 6:40, whatever. And in the winter time, the davening every single day before night. Sunset sunrise at 7:20, January. According to the three Kaddish, there's no problem whatsoever. But they know worse. In my minyan, the davening 7:30 was davening after night, the night before night. What's the difference? According to the Machaber, though, the second minyan is better. Okay, so not close enough. The person didn't dive in Mansila passes, catch a break, he can dive in shop until Katsos. Katsos is the midpoint, day and night. So the printer doesn't always count all the calendar. machlokes hapasukim, what does it mean? Does that mean? Does man feel is really good at all? No. Man feel until, say, 10 o'clock, whatever the fourth hour. The kind of tashin of tashin lumin, makeup until hatzot. Now, to me, if a person purposefully does not daven until end of the fourth hour, we know tashin lumin does not apply to amazing. That's a machlokes. Shavua today. What do you do? He said, make a tonight. You're not allowed to do daven as you return to the door. After chatzos, forget it. Daven Shabbos. After chatzos. That's ridiculous. Some say, wrong. You can daven for the half an hour. After chatzos, you can still daven Shabbos. Why? Here's the lumpus. If, that's a bad lumpus. If it's not of Shabbos, it's until chatzos. It's no further. Man is really only until 10 o'clock, so not feeling. The Gibo will be called Tashlumin. Beyond that point, then you can say the Svara. When is Tashlumin? Until Man Mincha. So Man Mincha doesn't start until what we call 12:30, the Kriyola. You have Tashlumin until that point. That's the Pasha. What do you do? The Shavua says, you can't move for the Makabe Stat, you can't have not half out, you can't have anything. Can't have a chopper, you can't have a middle, you can't have anything.
He's slept with.
I'm sorry?
He slept until then. When are you going to have a chopper?
He slept until when?
Until 12:30.
Man. Jesus. Until 12:30.
Wow. You're going to get out of 2 minutes?
So we'll get to touch a little later. Okay. So Kaba says, once Matsula comes, you can't go to your friend's house. Give him shalom. You say top of the morning top. Someone wants to say top of the morning. You say, you know, some different greeting. You don't normally give good morning, it's too standard. You get good morning also, but that's only true if you have to go in that direction. But otherwise, to go specially to his house, even to say good morning is not allowed. You can't bow to him. Once you start saying brachas, a little more bagel and a little bit more bagel. Ain't love is called tap. That means you can see if you can sort of bow to him, but not to go to his house special. That's not allowed. Then you meet him on the street, you bump into him. You're not even shoveling. You bump into him, go to him, you bump him into the street, you go this way, go this way. Even if so, there's a second day in the Makabir, don't say Shalom Aleichem. Rather say Tzach for the Maritav. Why? Today she yiste and leim shu otel is akim is marah acher in klal as she is spelled. To remind you that you shouldn't get involved in the start of other things. So Chumas HaKadonim, the Shavua, as we said, the Baruch is already getting into Shalom on the way. Of course, the Torah says, if you Shalom, you're still not to respond, Shalom. Some of the ways out is to go to you as Bishop Shalom, and even though I'm going to have to respond Shalom, it's okay. Azka. What it means is, don't go out of your way to give someone Shalom Aleichem before you daven. That's important. Sometimes my shul, people come in on Shabbos morning and they make the rounds. You ever see this? Such friendly people, such friendly people. Shabbos. Aside from staring at the whole shul, they're not allowed to do that. Because you're not, that's exactly what you're not supposed to do. Go around the whole shul, give them a Shalom. What may you do? Some walks over to you. If I'm sitting in this room, the row of shul, they walks over to me because I'm taking the Shabbos. I can find the Shabbos. He's not just taking Shabbos to me because he bumps into me. If they go around the whole room, around the whole community, that's the way that's supposed to be done. That's the problem. Okay. Sid Gimel. Also, the last is asking Mr. Rokov, Ovela Fazera, actually, is foul Shabbos. What does that mean? What's Tarakha mean? What's Tarakha mean? What's Tarakha mean? What the word mean? He's think around the house, you do all kinds of things. North and you go left there, take a trip. Mr. Bruce Mountain from Mr. Meyer? Not take a trip. Or it should be. Now here's Daiti. What it means is, that's it, all the trip before Shachar, that's ridiculous. And if you go on a trip and you dab in a mincha, in a minion on the way, I think it's good. The person is going to go to a bris. It all happens, I can fall right to a bris, and bris, who knows, 5 pounds, remote villages, in Long Island, and I'm sitting in the Bronx. So the thing is that I go to, you go to Diamond, there's a by the bris. I'm going on a trip, it'll take an hour to get there, oh, there's traffic. But if you go to a shul, in my view, these prohibitions are best you forget. If you're on the way to shul, I think it's okay. Well, that's if something happens, I can't borrow a shop. And the bite has to come in for sometimes for something or other. So I want to dive with a minion. No one does when I want to. I'm actually diving when I leave the camp. The camp time is as soon as it's 4 in the morning. No one's even awake. Sorry, I'll make myself a minion. Make people stay up to me, get up to me. I'll leave it when it's dark, and I'm just getting light, and I travel the 3 hours. Come to Riverdale and have a minion. I think it's winter. The other way around. Sometimes I'm in the city, I want to go to camp, and I have to be there to make sure that I dive it properly. So I got to be in the chakra. So I, again, go the same trip the other direction. I think it's winter to make it right there. Same other things with Taroko. Let's say, for example, my wife asked me to do me a favor. In the morning, before you go to shul, just put on the washing machine. Close it there. Since we get married, you'll find out that certain chores that you should be expected to do. You know, do something or other, you know. It's mutter. It is trouble. But it's, you're not going to do anything. It's sort of on the way out. You're passing by the car, see if you're on the way to the car. Put this in the car. She's going on a trip. She's leaving. She has my tire to everything. And I'm going to the shoe, and I'm passing by the car. Take that big passenger over in front of the front door, take it away, the shoe, drop it in the trunk. It's worth it, but it's there, Shemi Yishkak. By contrast, the next halacha is an intrinsic halacha. For that, don't eat or drink. That's really intrinsic, so called Adam. According to the Mamma, in one place, it's telling someone it's alright not to eat or drink before that. You can't take that, like you're going to forget. It's an intrinsic prohibition. Yeah. Right, make lunches for the kids, yeah, right. Have a play with the children, ooh, yeah.
No, it's light.
Oh, yeah, it's also okay, if necessary. Just have to make it early. It's always a problem. You know, I'm just a Shagat, I like to visit a Shiru. So I was recently took a few trips, and they asked me to speak in, for example, in Florida. So, I had to speak, I spoke at 4 o'clock, whatever it was, and I had to be there early, I had to be there in the morning, I had to, for 2 days in a row, I had to have it in the airport. What was I going to do? Actually, the first time I couldn't get it, I couldn't have it in the airport. Then when I got on the plane, not so good. Not allowed, some kind of a, continental, I think, flying to Florida. It felt very nice to me, away from the plane. From 7 o'clock in the morning. I got there early, I was in the airport. Still, I said, boy, oh, it's not for me. So I a little bit before the date, before everything, was way early. So I dived on the plane, it was pretty good. But after they finished, you know, they said you can stand in the back. It wasn't so bad. The next day, coming back to Florida, I also had the same problem. The day I was brought to Hashem, I dived for seeking. Because the sun rises later in Florida than in New York. So even though they're both 7 o'clock morning flights, they're down in the airport, give a seat. That maybe you guys, you know, like, just for smiling all day. I came almost on time to finish here in the morning. So, Baruch Hashem, get that. No. Well, so the Makaber says, I'm a Maya good, delicious cut of my skin. The Makaber is not their Maya. Not so posh. Not so fush it because the Bir Alava is the following Shailam. Says at the end of the day of the next of the next Sidalit, Hatsame to be cold as someone is sick, and therefore he allowed to drink before Davin. friend to be aloha, when you call her for, I never had a drink before she was down. It's almost on low. On low, it's okay. So anyone can drink before davening. That's his kasha. People got him answered. Well, someone who can't drink on a libra ray kana, eat a little bit, a shver or kipper. I'll say a marcha. But the Rambam asked that he was drinking water. You see on the inside. The Machaba is making, the Rambam asking after this. Why? Because the Machaba, the Rambam in one place was as far as the Doraisa. So call it that. He just wants the water. Like, can't you just drink anything before you're diamond? The Machab is more maker. I mean, himself is more maker than the Yadam HaZot. But for this reason, I think it's very preferable. Yeshiva Bokarim. Start the Yeshiva Bokarim. Come on, guys, you know, weakling. Don't eat the Lord Yisrael. Until you're not the Shema Yisrael Shabbat. What's going on over here? Can't handle it. Come on, guys. You can handle it. You can do it. I'm on a Shabbat that slept a long time, and you can still do it. You also find a shoe when it doesn't slept so long. But even if it goes well, you can handle it. I mean, I'm a very big opponent of eating before that. Is that right? Yes.
What if, like, Shabbat and Shabbat may go after Chatzos?
Find a different shoe. Find a different shoe. If you have no alternative, I'll tell you what I would tell you to do, but I'm not talking to the advisors, but the whole world doesn't mean disaster. But for you, I'll tell you to do is down the chakras. As soon as they finish Kedusha, you run outside, take a cup of grape juice with a challah roll, and you have a 5 minute Suda, and you come back and start the grape dessert. I mean, I don't want to talk to the whole world. But here you're sort of stuck, you can't move.
Just water.
You can't. Then do this, go home and have this little meal, and then go, we have to down the main menu afterwards.
Huh? Shabbos water, because you must get drunk before
Kitzos. Water will probably take. No. Shabbos is spoken about in a different context, in the era of Pesach Shia. You should wash before Kitzos and Shabbos. Not so simple. Anyway, even water is, again, I'm not saying it's an answer, but the Chavis Matir is, but it's not possible. The Shiva Baruch can handle without water. That's it. Another thing, if someone's really sick, you have to eat. That's only if you're so sick you can't even daven right now your feet as soon as you wake up. That's what it's good. There's no heter to eat before you daven the minyan. Better to daven the yechidus before you eat than daven the minyan after you, before you finish the brew. Very few people who are so sick, that's a serious condition, heart condition, who knows what, and they might have to eat as soon as they get up. Most people, they get up and they can go for half an hour before eating. So go down to the Yechidus, make Kiddush, wash, whatever, and then go to shul there for Kriyas HaTorah. So you have to do it every week. Funny custom for the German community. So whatever it may be. So that's what I think. You should try very hard. You young, healthy people, for the Anara, they should always be healthy. You should never have to eat before davening. I don't see this a different way of looking. Hey, sit down, go down there with coffee, with Danish, nice. Mr. Moore talks about coffee. You know what he says? There are people in this room who are addicts, caffeine addicts. Mr. Moore talks literally about you, about your caffeine addicts. The lotion of the is somebody who is ruggled the top of the coffee. The aim is Yashay Vadav Biltam, without the caffeine kick. You can't think. But then he's looking about a cup of dark coffee without sugar. Uh-huh. He says, well, the oil is baked, don't have a little sugar. Da da da. Shverei. My name is secret. Don't become addicted in the first place. Get off the habit. Rabbosa, kick it. It's not good, it's not healthy for you. I'm telling you, I'm giving you a piece of good advice. You forget everything else I said today. Don't drink coffee. I'll tell my advice with my Balabas. I was once speaking in my shul with a boy of Kippur. And I was doing a shiur with him in Chanar one day. And I quoted Rabbi Lamb, Shalitha. Rabbi Lamb wrote an article from a doctor, printed in JAMA, the American Medical Association Journal, that he used to have terrible migraine headaches on Yom Kippur every year. You know what happened? He doesn't understand it. He finally realized it was caffeine withdrawal. He right today, Derek and Shiva. Every day, that's why I have a Derek and Shiva. That's what's going on. 10 cups of coffee there. The 9 to 8 to 7 to 6 to 5 to 4 to 3 to 2. So they have a mailer. By the time you're ready, you're weaned off, but you won't get ahead of it. It's printed. And he talks about taking them up suppositories, Listen, I'm all about it. Get off it. What do you need it for? It's bad for your health. It kills the brain. It's great. Who needs all this stuff? Good. The Bible Shoya, 6 months later, I invited a couple for the state. After the state, my wife said, anyone want to have coffee? So this guy said, Reverend, I don't understand you. The rabbi asked for me, I haven't had coffee, I haven't had coffee in 6 months. Well, somebody listened to me. 6 months, let us stay off of that, right? What you can't do is, Vashi, Vavoke, Kota Matvila, Vashifa Chaveirim. The Pavoeng. With a good coffee with a tea. That's terrible. That's what some students do. It's terrible. Terrible. Alright. Let's go on. Now. What if a person began eating before Alos HaShachar? Continue? 2 days. We're passing the Kumar like the first day. What are they fighting about? They found out what we said before. I'm going to eat today every show. There's an intrinsic prohibition. If it be a prohibition, you may forget. Then there's certain coolers we started ahead of. But there's an intrinsic prohibition. There's no coolers whatsoever. Everything's awesome. So since we follow the second day, that's what we assume. So this would be a sad the heart for the Sidim and all of those who maintain that as long as you're down with the minions, you're not going to forget. They have this Danish, and who knows what before, they were assuming like the second day in the Maccabi here. That holds it's only a Shema Yishka. And there's no Shema Yishka, but they're going to go down with the minion every day. Alright, so it's the Shever of our Pasha, we don't pass it that way. Okay, here's it. The right side is the Shever of our. You shouldn't even learn before that. Somebody who normally goes to shul, then it's okay. Because he's going to get in the habit. That's why it worked out for you. But I thought that same thing applies to all the other Shema Yishka. If you have a habit going to shul, it's room to be lenient. You know what? This room gets up before davening to learn it. When I was your age, they get it. I'll advise you to get there. Well, get to the Rosh Hashanah. I'm beginning at yeshivas. But when you get a little bit older, you'll find out you'll get up before davening and you'll learn. I'll give you a heads up now and then. Learn before davening. It's worth as long as you daven a minion every day. All right. Shave before davening. So one can argue that they can vary should shave or shower before mincha the davar amotzer, but before shachar is not amotzer. That was the old days. Had to go out to a bar. Had to go out to a bed, public bed. Today, you got to take a shave and shower every single morning before shachar. Nope. Lo gozer chan dam. So again, it's only shema yishka, and if you look better for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Might if you go on a day you want to shave. The Kabbalah may go to speak to Kodesh Melech, Mach, and Lachav, and Kodesh Baruch Hu. But it should be clean shaving. So those who want to shave before davening do. The thing of yeshiva is those who shave that after davening. Somehow, I don't know where it comes from. But certainly, I think it's worth it to shave before davening. It's good to come to davening. Showering? But really, yeshiva should be because we are very backward. Well, only take a shower in Arab Shabbos in the afternoon. That's equivalent to the yeshivas. No one told me to. A safe tefillin one told me. Yeshivas had that tefillin perfect. They don't take a shower in Arab Shabbos in the afternoon. It's only the chassidim. You got to drink every morning. And the YU boys take showers every morning. They have tefillin their own rules. They have wet and they have. you take a shower in the morning, make sure it's dry your hair. If it's less, you're going to feel very well. It's ready for American. Fine. It's a shot of Chakes, it's here. It's down to one S-ray. So we'll also Shachar, you take Krishma. Subsequently, we got to feel the school of the Tfila. It's better than that to dive on the road. A shver of art, a very shver of art. The passage is, you shouldn't dive until early, wait till Mishayakir. You dive in everything then. Nah, I think it's better than on the road. It's the Brewers of the Raiders, and most possible say it against the Muhammad. Mika, Sula, Tzvila is more important. The Mitzvah. Mitzvah, you don't stand on a bed, on a chair, on a bench, you're going to fall down. Just the people who work in trees get out of a tree. I'm not going to skip this. Shouldn't dive in the field. Shouldn't dive behind the shul. Facing the wrong way. The whole complicated a lot of sin inside his design. Very complicated. People are facing east, he's facing west. It looks like he's dominating. It's different Russia. Shadirik is Shtay Rashi is Kashashav. There are two gods. But the problem here in the base message is terrible. I'm not saying which way to stop, but what they're doing now is terrible. I'm just looking at someone walking from the outside. What the heck is going on here? What's going on here? Why? If everyone is facing east to the Aron Kodesh, he's in front of the shul outside the wall, and he's facing west towards the Aron Kodesh, not so bad. He's also facing the Aron Kodesh. Is that what he should be doing? Not clear. With a minion, a tibur, a shul. Why? Because the Baruch Hu always listens to the feel of the tibur. When they two shuls, the better daven the shul is Barova. In that big shul, there's a bilbul. You know what he has to davening, you know what he has to be the Torah. Daven is a small shul with 10 people. What about the shul, the yechidus, or the minion in someone's house? Better than with a minion. What does it mean to be the people? Shmona Esther with 10 people. People think it's only Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu to this day. What if someone can't daven a minyan? Honus. You daven in all but the time of the davening in shul. Try to estimate. Ideally, you should daven and start with them and start with them. So when they say Hashem is so very difficult, you should Hashem is so very difficult. That's the idea. What? What about people who don't have the shul? Well, the shul is made serious, so they make a knack. You give them a fine. Why do they have the shul? Two reasons. They want to make money, and they want to learn Torah. Fine and both. Interesting. There's only one difference. If they're gevira, you give them a big fine. If they're valid Torah, you give them a small fine. Now, if a person is by himself, if it's better to daven for the tikkun than to wait for the time of the sheep with tikkun is out. Okay. But one thing he can't do is start Ishmael Nesri early. That's what I'm saying. I know there was one rabbi who always daven to start early. He didn't want people to wait to wait for. He thought before the Zebra. The Chabad says he can't do that. Yes, ma'am. Excellent. A big city, that was a seeker, you'd have to take time with anything. Excellent. Well said. Why can't you begin before that? Like a desire to the Zebra. Only time you can go different is if they miss this map. It happens in the Shtibla. You come to the Shtibla, you want to have a mincha, and you want to have a mincha, the Shtibla is the first time. You have to have before Shtibla. Try to finish before Shtibla. And there, it's too happy. Yeah, it's a Makabe. You have to have one out there. Can't help it. If you don't go to shul, in the city you call the Shokhan Ra. Oh, called a bad neighbor. If it's a run to shul, they run, even the Shabbos, they run quickly. Okay. Better to be there early than among the first 10 people in shul. You see the guys have trouble with them. If you're in shul and feel this marriage and everyone else left but you and one other person to wait for, that's forever, you're not going to be able to wait for. How far must you go to make a minyan? 4 mil on the run, or 1 mil if you're staying in one place? What's 1 mil? Back to the beginning. 18 minutes. So if you have a car, up to an 18 minute drive, you have to go to daven for a minyan. Most people live within an 18 minute drive of the shul. Yeah.
By waiting for a person, is that even nowadays that they're not?
I'm saying now there's not danger, you don't have to wait anymore. Depends on the neighborhood. It's even a bigger mitzvah diamond in a base manager than in a base center. Only with a minion, of course. some people. I don't mean that we don't accept that. God in the same place all the time. From a view of this. Important tell us. But I always tell people, if someone doesn't know this in your seat, oh, excuse me, this is my seat. That's terror. Kick your out, kick a guy out, I guess, well, said you kick him out, it's my seat, it's crazy. People do this all the time, it's terrible. Talking about the bathroom, it's wrong. Why? It says, why do we want to dive in the Bakr Kavua? But the Shina's there, right? There's a power of the Shina. But the Gemara says in Shavuot, Gidola Atnata Zarka Me Kabbalah Smash Shina. But then it gets to your seat, that's even a higher level than sitting in your regular seat. Sit somewhere else, move over. So don't make them uncomfortable. Yes? 72 minutes, don't need to travel that much. You're just sitting at 1 minute, 8 minutes. All right. So, diving near a wall is ideal. It should be anything to do with the wall. I have a down near the wall, so it should be an extraneous thing. Somebody should dive behind somebody else, so they can't help it if it's true. Shouldn't dive into the side of your Rebbe, or behind your Rebbe, or in front of your Rebbe. Of course, the most possible is only for Rebbe Lubavitch, which may not even exist nowadays. Go to Adora applies to it. They told me in Rav Yashiv Shalit Zbinyan, have you ever been there? They told me like that. Came with near him. I mean, nowhere near him. When he does the Jewish one essay, they clear out like a whole. They had an old car in there. Go to the door. So they spit down in the air. Let's see. Here's the Dalai Lama's mutter. This is the Makabi. Okay. Get the band with the sheer Dalai Lama. Okay. Guy, you have to move a little bit. Study out. You can't daven shmon esrei without covering your body. In other words, aside from the normal din, shabracha, of the theory, someone's wearing only a bathing suit. So, bigger din, you can say bracha. In the Mishnah, it's one answer now. Aji Achas says Lipo. You can't go with a bathing suit. Only to take one answer. If possible. Called Lupo, not just Lipo. You have to be almost Nam Ella. Because the Yevid, maybe the Yosef to the Yevid. Obviously, you have to wear a belt. If you have a belt, you put on a garter. Why? You should hikom. What's hikom? Hikom, the crown of the Kappa Yisrael. You have to put on the extra, something extra in your lavush when you're about to daven. So, what does the chassidim wear a garter? What about non chassidim? A jacket. Excellent. Just put on a jacket. That should be the hikom. What if you already have a jacket? You're already wearing a jacket? Put on a hat. What if you're already wearing a hat? Put on a garter. So I have a different thing. So my thing you do is simply button the jacket. Most of them don't wear a jacket button. That's a form of speech. So what I do is I button my jacket. That's how I'm kind of eco. I'm not eco. And buy it, we don't wear
collections.
No. No, any jacket. You don't wear the jacket during the day, you put it off the davening. Nah, you put on one of those motorcycle leather jackets, I don't think that's very, very common. they have a jacket. In Mikom, the bathe, they should dress them a little bit extra for davening, the Shmon Esrei, that you don't do the rest of the time. That's what the guy did, the idea of the guy with the top. So.
Cool.
Alright. Well, discussion about saying a brach, whatever that is, but the Gila Rosh shouldn't say the brach of the Gila Rosh, and the Hashem's name, you should go to Shul the Gila Rosh. Put your hand in the head doesn't help, really. And you shouldn't sit, be in Shul and Diamond with a Rosh Lagula. So Mr. Brewer right away says, or Akhudasa. You shouldn't Diamond with what he calls over here, Kapatin, the Il Bayit. It's like a robe, or Shlokrok, Il Shena, pajamas, or something like that. All right. It's not like that. It's not like Zama Yamato. Oh no. You gotta wear a hat. Why is it a Shabura? Did Zara to hold us for a call? The way you walk in the street. Everyone has a hat and walk in the street, right? So you have to wear a hat when you dive it also. 100% correct. Whoever wears a hat in the street should wear a hat to dive. There's no one arguing with this. What if you don't wear a hat in the street? I dare say that people in this room who walk in the streets without a hat, yeah, Kiddush. Why don't we have to dive in the evening? Right? He ate there at Lamo came. With his plain yarmulke. With me, what if you go to an other kosher? You also wear a yarmulke. What does kosher mean? Kosher sounds like the Machado calls gedolin. I think it means the gedolin cards. I think it means the king, the president, the this. That's what I think it means. So you wouldn't wear a hat when you went to these people. You'd probably take off your hat if you had one. So therefore, there's a ground to be lenient not to wear a hat. But again, Pico, he has something. And I was at a time, I don't want to say it, yes, a lot ago, you shouldn't dive without a tie. Because if you go to a Gadol, I'm talking about a Gadol, some kind of president, king, you type it on a tie, would you not? I saw a guy yesterday, sheesh! Hi, what are you doing? What are you doing? Interview. 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 Sure, interview. Look, the Baruch gives you an interview. I went to the yesterday interview already. That's the attitude these days. That's what I thought, but I guess it's the Shalom of God. But, first, in the summer resort, you know, even if the king would come in, he would put on the top. Have a camp or somebody does keep them thin, they keep them dressed, and they wear shorts when they stop. I'm not sure that's awesome. Because if those years, the king and the prime minister, the president would walk in, they still wear shorts. With the open collar, that's an old look there. You know, I'll see you. So, that's it. I said, almost there, go. Yeah.
How is Andrew using the time to go?
Oh, you know what they do? They roll up their sleeves. They roll up their sleeves. You ever see that? Unbelievable. They have the sleeves and they roll them up for Shmon Esrei. I've seen it. One of the kind of ecos. Okay. How would they do that? Down the sleeves, maybe, but they roll up the sleeves. I don't know. You have to dress the week, and maybe down. I don't know. That's the problem. You dress too informally. I'm a very informal guy myself. But you have to put on your socks. That's not a bad idea. Put on your socks. Excellent. Good idea. Excellent. But you shouldn't dive in with your gloves on. You shouldn't dive with rubbers or boots. Unless there's there also muffled. I'm going to take a dollar. You go to the White House to go with your rubbers on, I'm going to take them off. I don't know, I've never really been there. Take them off, so you have to shoot, take off your rubber, leave it in the back. Oh really, that's not a joke. The Machal of Mefurish. Mefurish in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah is Mefurish. Shouldn't go with Raglai and Mugulim. Sandalim Balik Arabai. That's the Mishnah Brewer. Arato Satam and Maho. Shom the Mishnah Gangim is making all of the Yoke. It's okay. And Lachash, I feel the begotten, sorry, veneer my right lion. don't think Adam is such a star about that. But the same principle of Chora. Very hot country. Huh? Whatever, maybe. This is a bit of a moment of Kovay, that's what I thought. You're asking a good question. How do he go? What do you have? And you wear goggles. I think wear their short sleeves and wear maybe their shortest pants. You can see Garbine, it's very hot, but a goggle yet. It's not very hot, a goggle. It doesn't increase your body. We should make a suggestion. Okay, put it in one of their.
Don't worry, it doesn't.
Why not? I don't know. The first has to go to the bathroom, you don't dab. If you dab it, you lost the toeva. It depends exactly how bad it is, what it is. It's called dola, they call it tannin. Alright. A person should try very hard to make sure their body is clean before he goes to the bathroom. The middle of Shmoneh Esrei, somebody has to go to the bathroom. You hold it in. But in the middle of the Krishna, you go in the bathroom.
But then you're going to miss the beginning of starting Shmoneh Esrei.
I'm sorry.
But then you're going to miss
starting Shmoneh Esrei. Too bad. It's more important than feeling the two. The Chatzkila, even if he can hold himself in for more than a parsa, more than 72 minutes, still, should go to the bathroom. And even if you miss Tzvila B'Tzivah, as I said, the Furish and Mishnah Berurah. If it's not Tzvila completely, you can hold it for more than an hour, for 72 minutes, then it's okay to stop. To avoid this is not completely. People lament Torah or Rabin, I go to the bathroom, so then, it's the Rabbanon and Kavod Abrius, and you have to finish the shoe. How do I say this? Wash your hands before davening. But the whole idea of washing in the morning is according to most poskim, it's for the davening, for the rush there. You have to go a mile again to find the water. You're going to miss this matzvila, you wipe your hands like this. Call me the menachim. It's part of something abrasive to wipe your hands. What if you wash your hands early in the morning? You have a siyach das. You've got to wash it again before chakras. It's a big problem though. Because it could be the tefillah, the washing in the morning is really a chakra to go wash. It's a major problem to do over here. Most Yeshiva guys have no problem. The Halavai should wake up and talk about it. But the Balabadim, who wake up for the many hours before that, it can be a problem. Interesting din in Shulchan Aruch. If you touch a part of your body, it's called Metunah, which means it has sweat beads. Or some greasy, like you scratch your head, your hair. The problem, you should try not to avoid touching these places during davening or during learning. You should always scratching the head. The ideal way to scratch your head is the yamaha, like this. Just put your head on it, and otherwise it's true. Then, you should always picking their nose, picking their ears, those kinds of things. The rabbos machmir. So as the hose and go up. You do it with a handkerchief, right? They beg it. The grower's begging. We follow the grower, right? Good things are going to grow. And the grower also learns 22 hours a day, you know, he didn't have time for other things, but here we follow the grower all of a sudden. Okay, good. Follow the grower. Okay, gotta move. Daddy Gimbal, you shouldn't rush to davening, you should wait an hour before davening. Now, after that, I see them every show. Nice that we can't do it. I'll just calm it down. But, I should not be told skull for Kala Trosh, a little drawn with head, a little bit told cat, a little bit told simcha. Divrei Tanchum Mishal Torah, Ashrei. The child, we down every day after Shir. Not so partial. Some of the men perhaps in the middle of Shir, they should think about the Shir. They have a bad. But, not so simple. We're right, nowadays we don't have too much come on anyway. So it's better to down with a minion after Shir than to wait till your mind clears. Okay, Shifei Teretz Yisrael. Very important. Is you ready in Eretz Yisrael? Shifei Yerushalayim. You're in Yerushalayim? Shifei the Mikdash. Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now. I'm sorry? Kosa Maravi. Into the to the left, to where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is. The meeting is down the straight ahead. It's tilt? Yeah. No, you should do. Go to the place that's called Mul Kodesh HaKadoshim. All the way into the left. Only VIPs are in there? My Marcus wants to be in there. Bull cruise of the Dodger can have a shape like this. To play to that. Okay. If you listen, important halacha. This is going to get a little bit of a fetish crisis over here. If it's Bala Leruach Mishar Ruchos, the person's diving to a different direction. What do you mean? Chutzpah! Worship of a master. First, wants to be Kamatam Kotter, Rosh Hashayachim, Yadrim, Beit Dam, Rosh Hashayashir, Yadrim, Beit North. We're close. Dub is both down there, it's wrong. See, it tilts. It tilts. What does it mean? Basically, it's facing north or south. It tilts a little bit to the east. That's the Mr. Machabah says. Says there are more. We in Europe we face east. And therefore you should make our Kurdish to the east. Not due east, but a little bit to the south. If you want to have it get richer, get smart, you decide it's part of the Mizra. You still tilt a little bit to the east. As I stay in Rambo. We know we are a Torah Mother school. I mean, as opposed to other yeshivas, they want to be rich over here. That's why the Beit Medrash faces north. My shul also faces north. My bala matam works. Hope it works for the yeshiva guys too. So, you face north, and if you want to tilt a little bit to the east. I don't think a conference to the Beit Medrash recently. Okay, they had no conference in Japan or their wives. Huh?
Someone did.
No? Tad east. What? Right. So, but you face your own college, you're not facing due north. You're facing northeast.
Right.
Exactly. So if you want to become rich, just straight to the own college. If you become rich, you're facing north, it's tilted to the east. A lot of minutes, I'm not finished yet. Maybe the Mr. Brewer. The Mr. Brewer writes, because we are in Europe, the own college is in the east. But if you can put it in the east, put it in the south. He's acting in the Kabbalah Torah. Or that up the door to the Gvirim. Don't put it to the west. Don't stop in the left. All right, come on. That matters to the west. Miu, Mr. Brewer passes over here. If the Hekel is in a different place, it's north or south. Supposed to dive into the east anyway. Who says so? Who says the Taz, Hayala, the garage, we're going to be boring. The Loka Folkin. We're not finished yet. What happens is the shul, they put the Aron Kodesh in the south and the north. And everyone dives in that direction. Even if it's not really proper. Nevertheless, you should still daven the way the Tzibur daven. Don't daven differently from the way the Tzibur daven. Just tilt a little bit. So far, the Mishnah Berurah is postulating that you should, in this place, that you should face east no matter what, unless everyone else is facing north or south. You should face with them north or south. That's what he's postulating over here. Elsewhere, the Mishnah Berurah passes for Kent, they should dive into the Aaron Kodesh no matter what, even if it's north or south. Dear Mishnah Berurah, so I'm not smart enough to necessarily resolve the theory, but one thing I will say, they should find a way to dive in everyone in the same direction. Say another thing. Rabbi Zorivit wrote me a letter once, Shabbat Shabbat, he thinks we should all face north in New York. Why? He was flying from New York to Yerushalayim, there in Israel. Guess what? He noticed the plane took off what? North. They showed him in the LA, they showed him on the screen. They don't show you movies, they show you the route of the plane. You see? On the kilometer, you have to go there. Take a picture. So the shortest way between New York and Tel Aviv, Jerusalem as well, is to go north.
That's because they win.
I once asked someone that, and said, "That's ridiculous." I said, "You don't go, then it's turning south." He said, "No. Take a globe, and take a string, and find it, you know how you get the least amount of string expended." From New York to Yerushalayim, you'll find you're going to go north. Not to a plane. That's just the reality. It's that the world is a circle. I'm not a scientist, but apparently it works. Take a globe. Yeah. Take a globe. Yeah.
Wouldn't the riot confess the folks can only exist as the possible need to oppose the Kamara that they travel through the north, even though Bobo is actually to the east, but they travel through the north, plus the first them in the north?
Interesting. The anyway, let's go on. Okay. If you're in a car, you down in the car. Talk about a Hamor. Now I think that's going to Hamor to us. So, let's say you're in a bus. They used to have a bus. It's a cloud. A bunty bus still down in Shmanesra. They used to take pulls to the side of the road in Shmanesra. No more? They don't pull to the side of the road? They're out in the wall to go. But it's Borisha Maccabi. You can do that. They wrote about the Chamor, and Sarah Claire the Spalo. Spalo Derek Iluko. Better to stand still. And but I guess they can't do it anymore for whatever reason.
You sit down like a better than that.
I understand that.
You sit down if you're looking up the road better that way.
I don't hear you.
You sit down if you're dying better that way.
Try to stand up. Try down to standing up. They're all possible.
If you didn't stand on a plane, you could sit.
On a plane, if they're all possible to stand, you could stand. When I had a dive on the plane that time, I stood up. I had no problem. I stood in the back. There was no problem.
In the summertime?
Glad, you know, it's not to be believed. I first time I went there at Stroll, I didn't dive with a minion. I never asked me before. What was I on? I can't find it. I was in January. What did I fly? DWA, I think it was. The shop opened. They wouldn't let it move. That was terrible. There were 10 Jews there. They wouldn't let it go in. So I think I... I recall I was sitting down with my filling on in my seat. They wouldn't let it go in, but I'm not sure. They chased us away. I just want to answer, if I'm not mistaken, I stood up in my seat with my towels and sewn on, right smack there. You know, could go 3 steps back, I'm sure. I'm crammed in like a sardine. And the doctor's right, so he said, yeah, didn't bother me. I think that's what happened on my random trip. Huh? I think that's what happened. All right.
What?
You said it's on the screen. I'm saying that was.
I mean, they're on TV, probably. No,
no,
no. I don't know.
That's what I meant.
And that's kind of the judgment, case by case basis. When I was young, you got stuck at the subway, it's no problem. Go to a phone booth. The problem is they don't phone booths anymore. The famous, I think it's a famous movie scene, someone told me. When I was young, there was a guy named Superman.
So now?
Clark Kent. The Clark Kent that always goes to the same phone booth, I would go to Dartmouth. He'd go to change from Clark Kent to Superman. So the famous, I think it's a movie scene, they told me. That 30 years later, they changed all the number phone booth. So he went to, came into the phone, and wanted to change it. What are you doing? With no cover. I don't know what happened after that. Anyway, ideally, a person takes one x-ray standing up straight, not leaning on anything. You can't help it. You can stop sitting down. It's only a real chance of stop. So much for that. Everything has no problem. Really, only a shot of crack. It's such a big shot of crack. One of the macabre is down again. Yeah, it's not good. No, it's not. Might as well we don't do it because we don't touch big cabanas anymore. Mr. Guru said. Okay, you should dive in with your feet together like the malokin. And your eyes should be down. The hands like this, right on top of the left hand. Put your feet together to take kedusha with the chazan as well. Mr. Brewer says, don't move. British will answer. Either close your eyes or look in the center. Two choices. Not that I can see the eyes. Can't see this. Everybody, can you see this? Especially he's looking around the room. What's this guy? What's going on there? Yeah, I got a couple of you looking around the room. Either look at the center or close your eyes. Two choices Mr. Brew gives you. That's it. You should hold anything in your hand or you're afraid it's going to fall. You should really hold a baby. I was once at a wedding recently. I was holding a baby. And he's been without his mirror. He can't talk. He's got something about him. He can take the baby. He can go with some lady. Get with the baby. Look at her, she holds the baby, that's what she wants. Is the baby that? Yeah. I just wouldn't see myself. Because they, yeah. First, be very clean and it's one of the dominant, it's just, First, you try to avoid any, unseemly things going on during davening. You really try to avoid yawning if possible. Try to stop the kind of a perfect syndrome if possible. Not nice. You have no choice sometimes. You know, cover your mouth with your hand. You shouldn't spit in the middle of davening. You have no choice. Take a handkerchief. I'm sorry?
During Aleinu, there's a minute.
Huh?
During Aleinu, there's a
minute. Aleinu! Have a larynx.
Yeah.
We don't have that many nowadays. Alabama should say, Shemesh, have a larynx. You should say it. I want you to learn to say it. It's not right. Okay. Here's the most important thing. You have to have kavana. Rebbeinu shel olam. You have to have kavana. You're over the Fnei HaMelech. Very important. Very important. You all have in mind what the words mean. What about little kids in shul? The Rav Orach permitting not to kiss your little children in shul to show that there's no greater love than Avos HaMakom. The Rav Orach, the Mishnah calls the Shalah. There's Shalah Shiri Yantle. People live in that Shalah Kodesh. When they're little kids, they don't know how to daven, they make it crazy. The Sasku Merakim, the Chalim, the Shabbat Knesset, the Babel of Daven and Salah. And when they get older, they'll be the same way. The Shtageya, who's the Baza of Shabbat Knesset. Wait till they get a bit older, bring them to shul, they should sit for aim over Euro, they should move, they should have the Omek, they should yeah, yeah. How old is that? 10 of your kids?
What did Rebbe do?
Huh?
What did Rebbe do with his kids?
My kid. Oh, wow. I remember Adam was a brittle king, that I remember. He was a young boy in the capital shul. He had Ripple! I don't know why he liked that. He was a Ripple King. He liked that particular idea. Maybe. He wasn't super pretty early. They thought they were going to wish to get a little bit. But the boss is sharing. A person shouldn't tell they can't drink and drive, they can't drink and daven. The Ramah quotes the Mishnah Berurah quotes. The Ramah writes, "Ain this Torah b'yema shalonu," which our wine is pretty shrab, especially if you have a sinner, especially not so much kavana anyway. But I'm telling you, don't drink at all. Even without driving a diamond, don't drink. Don't drink coffee, and even worse, don't drink alcohol. I haven't read it yet. It's not a cover story. U.S. News, cover story about alcoholism, the country's most popular addiction, and that's what it said in the front. Carol, it killed her. One was mine. Don't drink. So, don't drink it, no problem. Alright, you have a problem on Shabbos when you have Kiddush or Yontif. That's a problem. But Kiddush is after Yiddish Shabbos. We have Chalavayim. We spoke about the Shabbos Begadol, about the mitzvah of having Yayin and Chalavayim. You have Yayin in the afternoon before Mincha. That's what happened in the problem. All right, so a few times a year. Then you rely on the Rambam. That's so much wine. A cup of wine. Walk the shul. Walk a little takes away the Derek Mill takes away the effect of the wine. Shana. Anyway. So what mean, we're making this. Of course, not for the guy who's drunk. The guy just put a little bit of wine. So what mean? Okay. You should have a diamond, it should be shoved with a pico, you should have a clock, you should have a sitter, you make it, but still, you should tell the people about the beauty, you should know what the demands are talking about. Alright. A person that said it should diamond have kavana all the brothers, but at least the first brother. If you're not makhava for others, it's no good. Even with the Yemen, the makhava says diamond again. Says the Ramah, oh, you never, things are so bad, you diamond again, you'll miss it the next time also. So I'm going to touch that again. So we get Yotzi with the evidence. We really should try very hard. At least it starts from Esther, start off. How many words is that? How many words, though? A few words. The Tav Kavana focus the first till the words Mogan Avraham takes you, what, 30 seconds, huh? 10, 20 seconds. Take a sitter, read the words till Mogan Avraham. I can do it in 15 seconds. No? That's not long. For 15 seconds, focus. That's when the sun gets in the worst. He won't let you do it. He has you all over the place on 15 seconds. You're in class, you're at home, you're in the store. It's the one that happens after semester, he tells us how to show him later. You were buying, you were in the store, you were stopping. I was saying, that's when again, it creeps in right at the beginning. Just when it's the most ma'akev, boom! He tries to get you to something. You have to overcome every single stress, you have to overcome it. Try to focus with the first brother. The Shavuot goes as far as to say, if you know an advance, you will not be able to have kavana. At least, so long as Abraham don't die. Wow. you should say the words with your lips, and it should be loud up here with your ears, but no one else should be able to hear you. You have no right to doubt loud at all at the Sibur. You can make people crazy. And you have no other choice. It's down a little loud. The Chavos and Igor Shunim Kippur is down loud. I mean, it's terrible. It was loud in Caribbean, and it is a disaster. Disaster. I mentioned this day. And then that's a disaster. They put me next to a guy, you know, and they make a seat. The guy followed in the Chavos. The Chavos mentioned out loud the whole car. It's making me nuts. I couldn't focus on anything. Alright. Because of davening in other languages, the mice go and daven in Hebrew. The mice. Some of them not know any Hebrew. Okay. Davening maybe in English. The Mutaras Hanoshim is Bala the Shalashams. Women to know Hebrew knows yet. They know Hebrew better than that? Okay. The Stalin is Danish, whereas you can't walk in front of him. It's very important a lot. You can't walk in front of him. You can't sit in front of him. You can't sit to the side of him. With the dollar out. The cooler that we have is not there. It happens all the time. People are, you know, just establishment. You want to get out, you want to take 3 steps back, it's stuck there and behind you. So what do you do? So the way out is the problem. The Shabruah called the Machlokas, the Kotet Nine, is called the Southern Shalapnaya. They're agonally in front. So how many gets to be made on that child? That's the way out. You just go to the side. The thumb, I finish one extra. The guy is right behind me. Mom is smack behind me. 10 3 steps back, I can't do. We're going within the style habit. I go to the side. I'm going to move on the angle. That's okay. Yes?
If you're diving to the top, and someone starts diving behind you,
oh, that's a good question. Okay, I'm sitting down. The guy gets up and starts one answer behind me. I'm not sitting down in front of him. He starts one answer behind me. Must I get up? Down next to someone who's up. Doesn't say I have to get up to finish. The minute is we'll try to get out of the pocket. The Chabad is a parish. Yosef Kvar Einot Sarach Lachum. He does not see those Ramos says to get up even in this kind of a case. Bruce Machmir, the shul, the youth of the tefillah, it may be even bigger than you should get up. But he says, some of the altars of Torah can be made of. Again, a lot of consideration. Yes? Yeah, the chit of between is okay.
How high does it have to be?
Share, I don't think works. A what? I don't know if that works either. A pillar. Like this. fill it out over here. There should be no problem. Okay.
During
That's a discussion which is later on. It's not over here. But what if you can't? Go to the side. That's the problem. You can only lose the three guys behind you. In other words, what I'm saying, if there's three guys packed in like sardines behind you, you can't go anywhere. You can't go back. You can't go this way. You can't go this way. You're stuck. So I would say don't dive in the first place. If there's three guys crushed in behind you, then just make play safe. Don't dive in there.
That move over somewhere. Give yourself
an
out.
That's
my advice. If the benches are very close,
sometimes. Okay, well, I'll have
to. Also, if the benches are close, we take three steps back and before and after. Walk
you
sideways.
I have to go to the side.
Go sideways always.
Yeah,
always three, goes. Three full steps, doesn't matter.
Best you can. All right. A person is not allowed to allow him for their ruach milamato to exit his body. In the middle of Shemona Esrei. What if it happened by itself? Somebody have a bad smell. You have to wait for the bad smell and go by them. It's only for the Yevon Gadol. First of all, you wait for the villain, the Kalal, Shachas, the Kalal, the family. But even in Mincha Narev, the Mishnah Berurah says there's no Baal Tashaktu in this kind of a situation. I don't know. Of course, it's really after a bad stomach ache. I don't know. Judgment. You can't stop in the middle of davening for a Melech Yisrael to give him honor, none of this business. What if a baby is crying? Mr. Brewer possibly can say, shh. Why? He can't have it otherwise. You can't have a cup. The baby is making it nuts. What if you're an Adam Nichva and they're waiting for you to start Hadar Hashem? You can't handle it. Look at how it is. I was in a privilege in a Manubrigu shul for Shabbat, and that's what he did. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and he went like this to the Chazan. The Chazan started before he finished. Wow. Someone told me the Chazan Chaim himself said three steps back because they wouldn't listen. He waved, they wouldn't listen to him. So he made it to be finished. And they keep on going. Cool. It's an interesting question. When the person stopped, he couldn't help in the middle of davening. So if Shaw could have liquor school, as long as it takes the davening the whole semester, to go back to the beginning again. Back to the beginning. Someone's not what's honest. I'm close to the Chabad Ramon. I'm telling the guys, you pull out of the Shemoneh Esrei. What do you do? What do you tell you to do? No, of course you leave. When you come back, what do you do? You do that door? The Kiddush. Not so clear. Could be the Shemoneh Esrei. It happened to my shoe. I pulled out of Shemoneh Esrei. And what do I do now? So, got the stock to continue on that stuff, okay. What if a person spoke in the middle of davening? Spoke. What's it in? So the Chabad says, well, same as the Hapsakas Hamuras Pesimizel. Well, what does that mean? It says the person spoke in the middle of the bracha, you got to start that bracha all over again. And put it in the close of the rosh. That's the top bracha. Which is why the person made a mistake and said Yalav Yavo today. Crazy case. So nice that we go back to the beginning of that same bracha, that's all. So you don't say Kaddish, you don't say Kedusha, nothing. Because you're quiet, you're mechaving to what the Chazan says. We say Shamea Ka'onen. What are you quiet for? Kedusha and Kaddish. Means you hate Shmei. Baruch Hu, the Rambam Mishnah Berurah said. Guess what? The middle of the night says, Yamon! Report for an Aliyah. Come on, forget about it. Ignore it. Ignore it. Yeah.
Are we doing one Shmoneh Esrei? During one Shmoneh Esrei. During Chazos Shas, if a person is still davening, he should be quiet for the Amen Yehishmei Rabbas also. And then, if someone is listening and having come out to the Yotze, is in Shomei Kona, how does that work in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei? It's in the middle of a bracha, you should have kavanah for these other things.
Okay. If you finish the Shmoneh Esrei bracha before Elokai Nitzar, the Mechaber says you can answer Kedusha, Kaddish, Ubar. Okay? Kedusha, Kaddish, Ubar. So the main, you're ready to do the rest, otherwise forget about it. Go to you can only say Kedusha, Kaddish, Ubar. Mr. Brewer and Kukov Bay is an air, but we're not like we're also stuck in Kuf Yud. So I can't really accept it. But, I happen to be a Kuf Dalit man myself. I think the Kuf Dalit stock is correct, because Kukov Bay is a big problem with. Maybe next year we'll talk about it, we'll get that far. So now I'm only for Kuf Yud. Okay. Who's part of the dominant? Women are part of the creation of Kayan and Tfilin. Why? Mitzvah say Shalom as man drama. What? Do you hear what you said? What's the Kayan? What are you talking about? Shachos, Mincha, Mayim. The answer is the Bechavah from the Rambam. Rabbi was of the opinion that the key of the right to the Dabba once a day, anytime. That's the key that women are obligated in. Shabur explained. That's the Rambam. So the Bhagavad Avram says, the basis is Rambam. Most of them today don't dab it. They don't dab it. In the morning they get up, they wash their hands, they take some bakasha, and they yoke to the key of the right to once a day, every day with that. Alright, the Rambam requires Shevach HaKosha V'Odo. You have it. What's Shevach? What's Shevach? Shevach and Shevach about this today? What's Shevach? What's about Kosha? They take some kind of a tefillah. What's the Odo? Modani. They take some kind of Shevach HaKosha and Odo in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah, however, is more Machmir. The Mishnah Berurah is called the Ramban. Tefillah is only the Rabbanon, and women are chayav even though it's not Gerama. Why? Rachmir. Two different yourselves and brothers. But they have to have the Rachmir. Based on the Ramban, the Mishkavur of Pumpkin, women should have a Shemesh Rei for Shachris and for Mincha. I read. Kishus. Kishus. It's more popular than ever today for women to daven Shmoneh Esrei on a daily basis. the author of the Talmud Chaim biography, his son, says, despite the Mishnah Berurah's Pesach, that women should daven Shemoneh Esrei twice a day, his mother never davened Shemoneh Esrei, as long as she was taking care of little kids. Who passed this way for her? The Mishnah Berurah. Her husband, Rabbi Talmud Chaim. Listen there, you're busy with taking care of the kids, you're also doing a mitzvah. Children should also be taught to daven Shemoneh Esrei, but they're allowed to eat before daven. If someone is giving a shear to others, so you can believe it or not, this is Shemoneh Esrei. Hard to believe. One possible Shema. This shows, I mean, also the Flamaisa, but it does show how important a shield of Rabbim is. Amazing. Ah, what? The women even before that is a good question. The meaning is the maker. Presumably they rely on the Mogan Abram for that, they already used it with the Chil in the morning. That's right. I don't think it's a shackle even Zorah, that's already something. So that's what, one thing that goes away with that. It's already a bit of a Sheva. They already hit Moldy, but they're already a Moldo. So then there's a little back question somewhere.
Unit is always done.
They will gather that, they rely on the Bachar. Gather the Easter of the Machlok. My house, the women daven, but they make it all to daven up until Chatzot. And they the orphans take advantage of every second. And the Shiva Bachar said, this is my Krishna, you know. What are you waking me up for? 5 minutes with my Krishna, what's the matter? Okay, Krishna, go back to sleep. Don't we all know this? Yeah. Okay, Simon Kuf Zayin. First, it's the Sukkah to be davened or not, to daven again. Kiddush Dover, you don't have to make a Kiddush, you don't have to add anything, but it's a Dover. Shabbat, it won't work. But to finish, to add something, do a new request. I think it's not to do any of these things. Okay. Kuf Ches is a very serious issue. A person forgot to daven. Forgot. It happens. Gentlemen, don't be embarrassed. It happens. It happens to great people also. It happens. Not every day. It happens. There exists the concept called Hashlumin. The most common is Minchah. Next is Marim, the least common is Shabbos. Minchah is the most common. It's the work. Myrid, it also happens. Especially the people who are used to davening Myrid and Minyan. They're the most susceptible. If they for some reason miss a Minyan, like some years, they know before I go to sleep, I don't know. But the Yid is having the shul, so he's not used to that. They're all subject. And it happened to me. It happened to me in Eretz Yisrael. I was in my son's house, and I always tried out Myrid and Minyan. And I was mamish just half asleep, and also, wait a minute, I ain't not embarrassed tonight. I know, it's going through my head where I was. I remember. And the second one is the Tashlum. Very important to keep that in mind.
If you miss Mincha on Shabbos, what kind of a matter do you say?
Mincha on Shabbos, you miss it? It can happen, guys. A guy can sleep right through. The known to happen.
Second layer of his
right. Also, the way come up, that's it. The guy who woke up, well, he also falls through. That's the famous Gemara. Arvan, Arvan, Dara. That's the case. He also falls through. So, wake up before the dawn. You down two Meir Shmonesers. Adachan Ashanu is the first one. That's Meir. The famous child, crying and everything. Person forgot Meirin Moshe Shabbos. He's down Sunday morning twice. One is the Adachan Ashanu. Kind of the first one. The first one is what? It's chakras. The second one is Meir. So kind of lumpness is Adachan Ashanu, that is in Meir. Adachan is in the first one answer. Not the push, some argue with him, it's a whole discussion. Ideally, if it's in a difficult situation, start with the second Shmon Esrei right after the first. Wait until the Rosh Hashanah. Then, you start with the second Shmon Esrei. Wait until Tassim. And then Shmon Esrei. You can get a little chippy over here. Okay? What if you miss Mincha? You forgot about it, and the next morning you wake up Rebbeinu Shalaylo. I forgot Mincha yesterday. Too bad. Can't make it up. Musaf, no tashlum. Oh, but mano, bottle carbon, that's it. The guy's amazing at this time, no tashlum. You get the example of what's called not amazing. This is very important, just test. Someone had five to dive in Mincha, let's say. So you say, hey, more time. I'm trying to finish this business deal. I'll dive in Mincha later on. Meanwhile, this is time passed. Considered to be an honest, and he had tashlum. Here's a machabah of Feresh. He did his diamond. He did his diamond Mincha on Friday, he diamond two Shabbos and the Shemona after his mark. He did his diamond Mincha on Erev Roshchodesh. Davin Rosh Chodesh twice, both times with the Aleviyot. If you didn't mention the Aleviyot on the first Shmoneser, if you did mention the second Shmoneser, it's no good. But in the case, you consider the first one to be Tashlumin. So that's the third Shmoneser. You didn't have my Mincha Shabbos, I have both the Shabbos twice. I have the son of the first time, not the second time. Davin the second time only, only that one counts. To daven again. Miss Mincha Shabbos. You daven, let's say, you daven Mincha, weekday Mincha, crazy guy. Comes a weekday Mincha on Shabbos. You gotta have two Shmoneser with Marit. Again, you make Abdullah, you have to only the first one. Don't forget, that's all. famous name. In Lavinsky, Yalav Yavav is Mincha Shavar Shavar. Now what do you do? Yes?
The
one is the Hashem one. Do you have to remember the Shabbat before you sit the first one also? You have Shabbat. No, I don't think so. You have Shabbat. You have Mincha. You will have Chilish Tavish Hashem right away, but the Yevah is going to even still Shkir. The guy forgot Yalav Yavav is Mincha Shavar. Now what do you do? What do you do? Machlokas Apostle. Some say could have tashlumin. Some say no. What do you get by tashlumin? Well, that's where you down under it. Yeah, Yalav Yavav, we're not going to say again anyway now. So machlokas who they toast. So therefore, daven with Timmy have it tonight, with the Zubba. Don't forget about it. It's better to get. What if a person mentions Yalav Yavav today? The Mechaba says Lo Havi Hapsoka. Don't daven all over again. We mentioned before that better to daven. Go back to the beginning of the bracha. In these cases. Okay. Cool test. Someone walks into the shul and the damage for us ready. You're walking late. If you can finish and get to Gusha, fine. Not? Don't die. I mean, don't die. You have to wait for the Gusha. Complicated. The famous Mr. Brewer, that we all love, is very famous. The guy down with the long Shimon Esrei will never get to Gusha. May you start with that. Yes, yes. If you walk in late, it's not a real full tefillah mitzvah, please start with that, as I mentioned earlier. But if you down with them word for word, if you start with them literally, that's more important. Especially now, you have a chiyuv to daven. Later on, forget about it. I'm talking about Binchah primarily. The time is Kaddish, which refers to Myrin. You walk in late, and obviously, down in Myrin with the Seaman, and you say, Rip of Kishma later on, we spoke about a different occasion. So therefore, you have to make sure that you'll be able to get the catch. Let's get into the pool of it, Mr. Brewer. What's better than what? Ishmael Rab is more important than Kedusha. And Kedusha is more important than Moses. Go to a list of priorities. Israel is more important than Philip and Timberry. Try to avoid these cases to begin with. If you come on time, down with them, no matter what the consequences are. Yes?
What if Timur is the case of Fir Halacha, and before that case of Lagro, if Timur is not moving too quickly, so Shema, you ended up a little longer than them, so you started Shimon Esrei.
There's no greater than the middle school of field. You're down the shop, there's no choice. It's talking about minute. Yeah. I thought that they're still in the first drop of Mother Nagra, and that's called with them. Otherwise, you have to the top for three drops and stuff. if they're saying modim, and you're in the middle of Shemot Esrei, just bow down a little bit. Shilu yadirek is kofim. Come in late, and you wait for the Kedusha, you can only start and finish before Moses. That gets to be pretty quick. You can finish the Old Shemot Esrei, between the time that they finish Kedusha, and they get the Moses, the speedy goes down. How do you get to do that? Okay. So they better wait for everything. And then down, if you have enough time, finish before Shkia. If you don't have enough time, then it's done right away. What did you daven with this chazan together? With the chazan together. You daven the mila b'mila. You get the nakdisha. Svar, you get nakdisha. Bold him. Try to stick with as much as possible. Says the Ramah, the Chatzchila, you shouldn't start with him. Wait till after the Kedusha of Akela Kodesh. Unless Shaw Beres. Can't help it. The Smitha School is you. Otherwise, you shouldn't daven with him. Why shouldn't you daven with him? When you daven with him, the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Dor Vador. With him. Why shouldn't you dabble with him? The brewer says like this. Mincha yesh lahakel ayin tzorach tzah. Why? If you wait till after the Kedusha, you'll never get the modem on time. If you miss Balabel, better to dabble with the Shabbat. This is the famous Hercha Kedusha that we talk about. That the Yeshiva shortcut. That they, what's the better thing to do? It's better not to use it at all, the Apostle said, but it's happening. So you wait to dabble, you better dabble with the Chazan word for word, or should you wait till after Kelah Kodesh? Basically, I'm always wait. The time is up. Other stations dabble with them. It all depends, I think, on how you can focus better. Well, that's the key criteria. If the guy's a slow mouth filler, you can dabble with him. The worst you start with him. If he's quick and mixed up, just wait for that to solution. Because you don't know what's going to vent. Finish up, cook good. Last dinner. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's
what
the
church
is
going to see for. What?
Is that
what the church is going to see for? That
was the chazan, I believe. The execution left. Yes. If it's shot, let's see, you start each mask a little bit better than the rest of the seaboard, and they're super fast, and you're going a little slower, you have to get up to our examination.
When
there
from the,
you didn't say
meal to
meal,
but
you have to put it up at the same
point
at the same time.
You down with them. That's why I'm up in the air. I mean, to the end of the air, let's say a person is behind. And he knows he's down with a very long Shemot Esrei. And he'll start now, they'll start a minute after him, and they'll join each other at the cottage. Perfect. I mean, perfect the circumstance. Yeah.
Then
you
then say after cottage, or?
The door of the door. Yeah.
Can I think Shemek Rona is only been here?
What does that mean?
Meaning that we're telling everyone to tweet the same time. So with the keyboard, that means Shemek Rona is not.
Why don't I just catch the. That's A, you're right. B is all that gets too distracted. If you stay with them while you're up to it, it's better than this middle of the machine and all the things about the catch. that's such a good thing. Yeah.
You say it was better to receive a doctor being in the hospital than to see what you know?
I don't care. Yeah?
You said that if we would have started at the same time as them, say, going very quickly, then we wouldn't be able to follow them. We should just wait until after Kedusha to start with Shimon Esther, right?
No, I said. Down, always start with them.
If you're late.
Okay, Rabbi Olsai, let's go. The Tikkun Habineinu, which we usually don't say. Tron Habsaru, which you don't say. Gita Sadara, which we all say. Oh, the Kedel Shalom, the whole business. Once a day, Gita Sadara. Next day is a Dubra. When do you start Shkina Sadera? When do you say it? Once you already started on the trip. The only say is going to go a parsa. A parsa. Four meal. What's a meal? About a kilometer. That's about, I don't know, 3 miles or 2.5 miles. No. You got to say it, as long as you still have a parcel left, you still say it. So many possible say it, as a matter of fact, we rarely get to the therapy around here. Because when you say it, as long as you're within a part of a town, it doesn't count. You travel from New York to Muncie, and you go into Palisades, there's towns all over the place. You don't see the native on the trees. But there's towns here, there's towns there, right? Okay, the other trip you never get to do with that. It's only an unusual trip. You should say it as well. So what do you say? You go to the castle. When do you think you're going to be there? That's a portion. It's all built up. Where do you go? It's all over the place. You know what you think? Yeah? How do you know? You come from California. What do you know about the castle? Lying. You're in a plane. The meaning is, that's what I do. I take the deck and the plane is that we back with them. Plane going is just hacking. Gosh. As you know, you know what I mean. So you get scared. That's the perfect time to go to them. The Lashon of Shabura. Shapaba means parts of the part of the ear, ainam of sakonim and astam. If lo shul muksak la baosa makam shul muksak sakonim. Rabbi said, the chance of Yerushalayim to have brat, he said, tfilas adera. With tremendous kavon. Funny Mishnah Brewer says something interesting. They deck she'echa bomen adera, the top parsa. You don't give him a shalom. It's not called bomen adera. But that's the criterion. I go to Muncie and back. Shalom aleichem. Where were you? I'm just Muncie. That sort of makes an objective kind of criterion. We're sort of flipping it around back with Mishnah Brewer. Maybe that's at least a partial determinant decision. We're out of time. We're off to somebody to cancel computers. I wish I had luck on the Mr. Brooks team.
Ready? You have to connect this stuff to a bracha? Connecting it to a bracha?
Yeah, Mr. Rabban Brooks, we're connected to a bracha. This
is your hospital town?
Oh my god! Honey, I believe that's 40